Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. That's the website. And, oh, by the way, we're also broadcasting live on some selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. And just for good measure, we've got some of the leading independents in there, too, that we're broadcasting on around the countryside. We're also broadcasting on the Internet. We're streaming live. You can hear me on my website right now, the Captain's America Third Watch.com streaming. Just go down towards the bottom of the page and click on the Listen Live link, and it's right there. You'll hear the show right there. No app needed. And there you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang out there doing what they're doing, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and all the oil products that we need, petroleum products, to get us on the road and keep us there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and our Twitter handle is Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and find out all the different things that we're up to, that we're doing. It's all right there for you. We got the event schedule and the different people we have on the program, and there's links there for Kyle and Denise both. So, here we go. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Welcome back there, Mr. Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
There they are. It's 85 degrees now, Kyle. So we're 4 degrees cooler than it is in, Phoenix, but it's still warm enough for me. Thank you very much. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic.
And to the republic.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And there you go. And thank you very much. Now, Mr. Kyle, take it away, because I know we're going to talk about what transpired last night in Georgia.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Good morning again, Denise.
Morning.
Well, yes, once again, here we go. This starts to feel like deja vu. I want to get your take on these indictments, the number of people that were indicted, the fact that they're trying to bring in a RICO element to this. But first and foremost, do you think that this is going to equal indictment fatigue across the nation, just because here we go again, another Trump indictment?
I actually heard somebody speak about that yesterday, and they were doing a Google analysis, or Google does an analysis based on searches and whatnot, and it's gotten to the point where it is showing less and less interest in all of this. So there is saturation, and saturation is leading to fatigue, yes.
And so what do you think as well? Because we see, of course, that President Trump has like 13 counts, not the least of which, of course, is trying to get elected official to violate their oath. But it doesn't a lot of this boil down to the phone call where he asked about how many votes they might be finding or that they would simply need to uncover through this challenge process 11,700 some odd votes. Was that an invitation to commit fraud, or was he saying, this is the number we're looking for, once you achieve it, that would throw the election my way anyway?
Well, I mean, there was quite the team that was mobilized to do all of this, they are looking, they have looked, and they have pulled what they call evidence that necessarily included the phone call, but included the fact that the Trump orbit had got their hands on one of the voting machines out of Coffee County. Then there are text messages. There are other phone calls. There are social media posts, including Trump's tweets and whatnot. So they took all of these things and built this case.
Well, right, and of course we have many people indicted in this, and the list goes on, including Rudy Giuliani, for example. Some of these other individuals, do you think that the prosecutor is hoping that they will eventually, I guess, roll over, as it were, turn state's evidence? Is that one of the reasons why these indictments are so broad?
Well, I mean, all of these people were in the Trump orbit. It includes John Eastman, who is actually a constitutional lawyer. Almost all of them are lawyers. Sidney Powell is a lawyer. Jenna Ellis is a lawyer. Rudy Giuliani is a lawyer. So I think what we may... Well, okay, break time.
Yep, you got
here
it.
Here comes music.
You got it. All right. Well, we'll be right back, folks, with more. And Denise will continue her conversation. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. That means it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day over at Mission Barbecue. We'll see you there. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and don't forget the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, with Geico, you can go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and you can get a cost comparison for the truck that you're driving or the car that you're driving, and you'll find out right away whether or not you'll save some money. And we can also get the name of your agent if you want to go do it that way and talk to an agent rather than do it on the Internet. Some people prefer that. But the other thing you can do is if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can add that to your motor vehicle policy and bundle it, as they will, and you'll save money. Now, where you really save another bunch of money is if you take your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance and attach that to your car policy. That's the best way and the biggest way to save money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see what they can do for you. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I got a question from James up in Georgia. He wants to know if Governor Kemp can pardon Donald Trump in the event he gets convicted in Georgia for the offense that he gets convicted of.
The short answer is no. Georgia is one of five states that actually has a state pardons and parole board that's made up of five members, and those five members actually are appointed by the governor. And In order for that to happen, to be considered, all of the sentencing or they have to have all of their penalties completed before there could be any kind of a pardon. So that is the short answer, and that is no.
Okay, and now we have a caller on the line. Let me see here. It's Bagham and Bob. Okay there, Bagham and Bob, what you need?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Denise about the trial for Trump, whether they are going to pursue the RICO thing because of the fact that a lot of times it's easier to get a RICO thing pled guilty, but they're overturned a lot of times later on appeal. And the second thing is,
yes.
What about Stacey Abrams? She did a whole lot of complaining about being illegal election. And the third thing, one other factor is, are they conceivably going to deny Trump bail as a flight risk so they could actually have him put in jail? All right, that's it, Cap.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
We don't necessarily know what the piece parts of this are all going to look like because we are in very unfamiliar waters here. Let's also remember, going back to the Gore-Bush chaos, because that was highly contested, now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To the point where it went to the Supreme Court. We also don't know when this Trump-Georgia thing goes to trial. The Georgia attorney says she wants it done within 6 months. I don't think she's going to get that. But there are 18 other people in this, several that we know. Two I happen to know pretty well, personally. But anyway, any of those other people can demand to be separated from this grand jury indictment last night. And if they can to be separated, those people would have to go first in trial before Trump does. So this thing could extend out for years and years and years. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, we still don't know if you can convict or not convict or all this other thing as sitting president should Trump become president. So we are in a place that is uncharted legal territory. So you've got every lawyer that's interested in this looking at federal charge. Is this a federal case because this was a federal election? And this Fannie Willis does not even have the jurisdiction to bring these charges? She is a RICO, happy prosecutor, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
RICO cases, you can generally in lower courts get through RICO cases, but when you start getting into appellate courts, to hold RICO charges becomes, almost impossible.
Okay.
They're hard to prove in upper courts.
All right. Kyle, what you got?
No, I appreciate what Denise is talking about, because obviously one of the things that the prosecutor will have to do is to show how all these things interrelate and that there was truly some kind of conspiracy. But on its face, Denise, you know, you mentioned about, or I think it was Backgammon and Bob mentioning about Stacey Abrams. Alan Dershowitz says he did pretty much the same thing in Florida in 2000, trying to find votes for Al Gore. So at what point have we criminalized the election challenge process, which is there for a reason?
Well, that's what I just mentioned. This has been done before, and it was done by Alan Dershowitz in the Gore-Bush trial. So.
Yeah.
Now, they will go back and they will look at people like Hakeem Jeffries and Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton herself, that, you know, and how many Democrats threw sand in the gears and were challenging presidential elections. This is not new territory. There were consequences for them. Well, when you have more than one person involved, that is where you get, you know, it's a conspiracy. It's racketeering. And she's not going to have an easy time to do RICO. She just happens to be a RICO-happy prosecutor.
That's her specialty.
Right. Well, is there any way that this actually does get dismissed? I mean, this is something that's brought by a grand jury, so there is no defense.
I would do a motion to dismiss. If I were the Trump team, I would do a motion to dismiss immediately because the indictment showed up on the clerk's website yesterday,
yep,
which Reuters was the first to get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Then the clerk comes out and says that it was fake, that it was a fraudulent post. But then when the indictment actually came out last night, it's exactly the same thing.
Right.
So they posted the indictment before the grand jury even voted.
Yep.
The grand jury didn't even go through all the process until around 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. So I would do a motion to dismiss immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's just me.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Not a lawyer, by the way.
No, but it's a good idea.
I interview lots of them.
Common sense. Common sense is all it is.
Well, but also I think Denise is pointing out that it's obvious the fix is in. If you have this prepared well in advance of when the grand jury actually is supposed to have processed this.
Well, you can have indictment prepared, but you can't post it as though it's already happened by the grand jury before the grand jury's even voted. And so, a member of the Fox News team was in the courtroom last night and asked the Georgia prosecutor about it. And she said, I have no idea what the clerk does. I have no jurisdiction over what the clerk does. And that is just a flat-out lie.
It is.
She does.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right. That was a lie. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is going to get even more complicated. So what I'm saying today may not even apply tomorrow based on the machinations of lawyers.
All righty, here comes the music again. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a good day, and keep your eyes on the prize. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience over at Facebook. Check her out. Kathy, it's your turn. Where are you, Kathy? There she is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Several people remain hospitalized in South Carolina following the crash of a church bus.
Roughly two dozen people were on a church bus Sunday evening when it crashed in Anderson County. The bus was carrying worshipers from the Labor Fields Church in Homeland Park area. It is unclear how the crash happened, but 18 people were transported to area hospitals with a variety of injuries, according to WYFF. Two of the people were airlifted. A church spokesperson says one of the people remains in intensive care. Other injuries include a broken vertebrae, brain bleed, and several broken bones. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. I'm Scott Kimbler.
Overseas, the UK's defense ministry says British Air Force jets intercepted Russian bombers. The ministry confirms the pilots monitored two Russian long-range maritime patrol bombers north of Scotland in international airspace on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu, the website. Go over there, check it out. Notice that they've got two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me here in Tampa. And what you should do is take a look at the campuses, take a look at the program, take a look at the website, naa.edu, and then call them up at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one or both of their campuses and see what they're all about. Now you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also instructors, also the financial people, and you'll also get an opportunity to find out how the course and the curriculum works and what it will take for you to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a high-paying, in-demand job. All right, let's go to the phone line, bring Kyle back into the mix. Hey there, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, before we move into our military and veterans news segment here, I want to mention something about the U.S. and South Korea and Japan, that they're launching some new defense steps with a new group at Camp David, and they're going to be drilling together. And this is something that we know that his time has come because of what's going on in the South Pacific with Russia and with China, especially China, wanting to be in the middle of everything that's going on over there and claiming different rights that they don't necessarily have. Is that a fair assumption?
Right, right.
Okay. Now, before I give it over to you, because I know you got a couple of questions or a couple of things you want to mention there, we have a new artificial intelligence laser system, which is on guard now for the U.S. Capital region on unauthorized aircraft. Now, the first line of defense is actually that they will beam a laser at the cockpit of the aircraft. They'll take the little laser that bothers the pilots, and they'll shine it in the eyes of the pilots to try to get their attention and warn them off. What do you think?
Very interesting indeed. Sounds like real space-age stuff.
Ooh. I was trying to do the thing for Star Trek. That's not it, but it was close. Oh, well. Okay, so what's on your mind?
Well, you know what, Captain? We know now more about not really incursions, but very close flybys of Russian military aircraft into the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone. This happened late Sunday and early Monday morning. While this is not necessarily anything new, we're finding out more about it because, of course, we had the recent China-Russia Joint Task Force exercises just off the Aleutian Islands. And so once again, it just points up the fact that we're always being, you know, sort of probed or tested, as it were, by these, especially these two countries, China or Russia. So we put all this into perspective and we realize again that, you know, we have to keep our guard up, no doubt about that. But also one other story that we came across, I suppose it's a bittersweet story, but this is about the USS Mobile Bay. This was the Ticonderoga class guided missile cruiser. It was commissioned back in 1987.
You just lost me, but now I came back to my wits here. Mobile Bay.
Mobile Bay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. It's a Ticonderoga class guided missile cruiser. It was commissioned back in 1987 and is coming to the end of its operational life and was being decommissioned. The sailors aboard the Mobile Bay were known as mobsters. As a matter of fact, as part of their spirit for their vessel. But it saw a lot of action and it's done a lot of great stuff. It's going to be taken up to Bremerton now, where it's decommissioned. And, so we're just going to salute it and say thank you to the sailors, who went aboard this ship, to protect us for so many years.
Well, the USS Alabama is a floating museum right there in Mobile, Alabama. And there's a submarine beside it. And I heard a rumor the other day that they were thinking about taking the Mobile Bay and putting it right there beside the USS Alabama. It'd be quite the impressive exhibit along with the submarine they got there.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, obviously ships have an operational lifetime, but it does point up the fact that China continues to build the world's largest navy. They're more than happy to turn out vessels at a breakneck pace. And so, obviously, we need to have parity with that for obvious reasons.
Well, I don't think we can keep up with the Chinese when it comes to building ships because they're doing them so quickly. We just don't have the ability to do that.
Exactly right. But what I'm talking about is the notion that China's looking for dominance in this area just as in other areas.
Yeah, they've already got it. I mean, they got way more ships than we do for sure. And they literally run rings around us every time they get a fleet of ships out there. There's 8 or 10 of them and 1 or 2 of us. Just like the other day in the Aleutian Islands, remember?
Exactly. Yeah,
we had two of our destroyers and 14 of their ships. Yep.
Well, exactly, yeah. But that was a bigger response, fortunately, than it was, say, this time last year when I think they did a similar type of maneuver. Yeah.
Now, It should be mentioned that we have another situation that's brewing in the Ukraine, where the Ukrainian leader, President Zelensky, said that his investigation of the military uncovered cases of illicit enrichment, laundering illegally obtained funds, and helping people abroad to avoid military service in the Ukraine. So as a result, President Zelensky fired his military recruitment center chiefs at the center of the corruption probe. What a shame. What a shame.
Well, of course, because obviously we're there along with other allies to help Ukraine as much as possible, and to have this kind of thing exposed is very disconcerting.
Yeah, and this is what I was trying to find. I finally found it. The United States of America, Australia, India, and Japan have begun Exercise Malabar 2023 with ships steaming into Sydney, that's in Australia, on Thursday for the harbor phase of the exercise. So there you go. That's part of what they're talking about.
Very interesting indeed.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, you know, Captain, I know that recruitment, of course, has been a real concern of late, and retention has been a real concern of late. And I would expect now that we're going to continue to see. You know, I remember back in the days, there were a lot of commercials. You know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. What a great place! What a great place to start! You know, I don't see those anymore. Do you? I mean, I don't see the kind of outreach from the military that we used to see. And of course, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what the pathways are, and especially with the ROTC, for example, that's not something we hear about too much either these days.
No, and the colleges at one time, I don't think it's changed much, but the colleges at one time wanted the ROTC units off the campuses, and the federal government said, well, if you want any federal money, you have to allow these people on the campus, otherwise you won't get it.
Well, that's right, and of course, back in the day as well, it was, you know, let's just take the Army, for example. Join the Army, you're going to learn a great skill, communications, computers, whatever it might have been, you'll be able to serve your country, go out in the industry, and get a great job. We don't hear about that anymore.
Nope, we don't. All right, hold that thought. We're taking a break, and when we come back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So there you go. We'll be back with the Watchdog on Wall Street and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, and when you get settled down after locking it in, how about checking out Moss Acura? Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Go to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Take a look at what they've got in the way of inventory and notice that the Acuras are there and a whole bunch of good certified pre-owned used cars are there as well, and you always will get the You Serve, You Save program and Moss Care with those cars or trucks. Now, if you're active military, if you are a veteran, if you are a first responder, whether or not you are an EMS person or a firefighter or a police officer, a law enforcement, then you can get a discount as well as a church pastor, too. You get taken very well care of, very good care of, and you get yourself a discount just by telling them the captain sent you. The captain sent you. It's all you got to do. And then, of course, they've got Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations as long as you have that vehicle. Think about that. Moss Acura over on North Florida Avenue here, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Check them out. All right, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
What a night, what a night, what a night. And I don't know how this is going to affect the stock market, but my goodness. Your initial thought as to what all this stuff happened there in Georgia?
Well, I mean, wasn't by any surprise. I mean, it was telegraphed. We kind of all knew that this was coming. Do I think it's going to affect the markets at all? I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. They got retail sales today, industrial production today. So there's other things the markets are probably looking at, and this is not one of them.
Well, the NASDAQ did end higher yesterday as NVIDIA surge led the mega caps, according to the article I'm looking at here about the Standard & Poor's 500. I guess that's a good thing whenever it goes up, right?
Well, a lot of the tech stocks have taken a bit of a breather the month of August, and NVIDIA had an upgrade yesterday, and, you know, the stock followed suit. August trading is very, very spotty. Not a lot of volume involved. A lot of people are off on vacation, so it's very, very difficult for people to track. With that being said, moving forward, I do think that, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding the 2024 election and who the candidates might be. You know, based upon all of this, you know, that's taken place, and obviously with Joe Biden's obviously health, which is just deteriorating, and all of the situations that Trump is dealing with right now, the market's not a big fan of that right now. They're not. You know, in my opinion, I think if those two candidates moved aside, I think you'd have a much more positive outcome when it came to overall markets at this point.
Now, Newsweek has reported that there are investors right now trying to buy up the burned-up land in Hawaii where there's nothing left but a pile of ashes. And, of course, what they want to do, these investors, is build these big, fancy resorts there. We are talking about Maui and the other part of Hawaii there. But they're trying to come back and make a big cash cow out of this. What do you think of that idea?
Well, again, I'm not too familiar with that area. I know that there was already resorts that were there and restaurants and whatnot. I don't know if the people that own that land are going to be willing to sell it. I mean, it's extraordinarily valuable. I don't know what they're being offered for it. Not to mention, I'm sure that there's certain zoning rules that are involved with that area as well that only allow for certain size building to take place. I'd highly doubt that, you know, that they were going to allow any superstructures or, you know, high rises to go in that area from what I saw of it before. You know, it's almost like, Longboat Key, Siesta Key type of a situation where they don't allow for that type of construction.
Well, there are at least 1,000 people missing, maybe more, according to the reports, and I think they're banking on the fact that these are going to be estate sales because the people probably perished.
Yeah, I mean, we shall see. You got to piece these things together,
right?
You know, to have that happen, and I hope that that's not the case. Hopefully, there's going to be. I know it's very disorganized on the ground right now, there, and hopefully, this will be found.
What about this bird, Sam Bankman-Fried, who apparently tried to influence some tamper with a jury? Of course, he's charged with allegedly stealing $100 million for political donations. That's part of what he was charged for. But how stupid is this guy?
I guess it's just the position of power makes you feel somewhat omnipotent. I know they put him back into jail. And again, I don't know if his attorneys will manage to weasel his way out of it at this point in time. But some of the things that he was putting out and trying to influence, I wonder if it was people trying to influence some of the witnesses that were involved, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
But, he's a crooked dude. But, you file this one, and another one, as stupid as the stupid does. Now, if you didn't see that there was issues with this company miles away, I mean, you weren't looking hard enough.
Okay, Kyle, what you got?
All right, good morning, Chris. And wanted to ask you about, on Tuesday, of course, we're supposed to get the July report on retail sales. What do you expect in this, and what would be good news? They're looking for a gain of at least 0.4% following the 0.2% increase that we saw in June.
I don't expect any great shakes in this. You know, if it hits, it hits. It doesn't. I mean, we've already, people are some concerned about, how long that the consumer can hold in. Obviously you've got the first end of back to school shopping for the South, because obviously school starts back in the beginning of August, where in the North it doesn't start until after Labor Day. So we'll see how that has played out. But, you know, usually at this part of the year, you know, you're looking into the third quarter of the year, it's you know, nothing too extraordinary. I think a lot of money is going to be being spent, quite frankly, on services rather than retail. I mean, the airports are busy, airlines are doing very, very well, and people are traveling.
Well, right now, too, the Russian Central Bank is raising their rates up to some 12% as the ruble is plunging. At the same time, I think China is actually trying to cut their rates, raising and cutting. I mean, how does what's happening in Russia and China, what kind of immediate effect would that even have on the U.S. economy or the global economy?
But it's certain American companies that get these, you know, like, let's say, like a Caterpillar, for instance, they're definitely, you know, feeling it because of the slowdown in China. They've got major real estate issues that are taking place. I mean, you keep pulling back story after story of what's going on over there. It's an absolute disaster. We've been covering this for some time. I mean, the idea out there that many are pushing this mighty, powerful, omnipotent dragon, China. I mean, their economy's in the toilet. I mean, it's really, really bad over there, and they are not pulled out of all of their massive COVID lockdowns. Companies, because of that, have divested of China. You can take a look at our imports from China, which are at the second lowest level since 2003. In 2003, there was only 2 years where China was in the World Trade Organization. So, yeah, we've divested. More is coming from Mexico and from Europe and other parts of Asia. And China is most certainly feeling it right now.
Well, Janet Yellen is saying that the U.S. is on track for stable growth. Do you see that same kind of thing happening? Because right now, BlackRock is saying it expects the economy to flatline for at least a year until we start seeing more inflation in 2024. What do you think?
I do think we're going to flatline for a while. I mean, what did she mean by stable growth? I mean, we haven't had really dynamic growth since all the way back to the Clinton administration. That's just the reality. You know, we've had substandard growth. Even when we come out of recessions, whether it be 2008, 2009, whatever it may be, it's not what it used to be. And that's in my opinion, because that's just way too much easy money that's sloshing around all over the place. It's not helpful. So, you know, not to mention, you know, the fiscal burden that we have. You know, there's a couple of the people echoing what we've been saying here. You know, the last time that this country was fiscally sane, you got to go all the way back to the Clinton administration, and Newt Gingrich was in charge of the House of Representatives. We haven't been any sort of semblance of normalcy since that point in time.
Okay, boys, there's the music. We got to cut out here. Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.